We are scoreless, bottom of the second, Grand Doty at Dutchess Stadium. Double A's looking for back-to-back wins for the first time this season. A win tonight will not only mean that, but it will mean the first road series win this season for the Double A's. Ryan Ullman faces off against the shortstop, Daryl George. He leads off here in the bottom of the second. Daryl George, a right-handed batter. He is from Australia, signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2010. Daryl George, a very interesting story because Australia, they do not play high school baseball in Australia. And Daryl George was introduced to baseball in kind of an interesting way. Said he was in the car with his family for a Sunday afternoon drive when he was a kid, and they drove past a baseball field, and there was a t-ball game going on. And they stopped, and they needed one more player. So Daryl George said, "Hey, can I play?" It's the first pitch, a curveball that falls in for strike one to Daryl George. And that's how Daryl George was introduced to baseball, said he fell in love with it. Rest is history. Here's the 0-1. Checks the swing. They appeal to the first base umpire, George Rydell, who says George does not go around. One ball, one strike. But baseball, not really much of a big deal in Australia. It's the 1-1 pitch, high and tight for ball two. He can only play one day a week. On Sundays at 6 in the morning is the only time that Daryl George could play baseball. That's remarkable. Time is called by home plate umpire Eric Backus. So he was eventually signed by the Tampa Bay Rays. They put him in the academy in Australia, baseball academy. The 2-1, a slow roller. It is fouled off the foot of George, who hobbles down the first base side and now spins and comes back towards home plate. Two balls, two strikes to George. He's the only Australian-born player in the Tampa Bay Rays farm system. He has an open stance on the right side. Ryan Ullman peers over his black glove. Starts the windup. 2-2 pitch. Just misses outside with a fastball at 90 miles an hour. It's a full count. Payoff pitch to George. High chopper gloved by Gunter at third. Throws a dart to first, and George is gone. 5-3. Left field number 23. Grandin Getzman, 23. One out, base is empty. Here's the left fielder, Grandin Getzman. Getzman batting 190 through 34 games this year. One home run, 12 RBIs. The first pitch, way upstairs for ball one. Getzman second in the New York Penn League in triples with four. The 1-0 from Ullman, swung on and missed. The count's even, one ball, one strike. Getzman has a big-time open stance. His right foot is in the back right corner. His left foot is in the top left corner. From corner to corner, a diagonal line for Getzman in the batter's box. The 1-1 is low, two balls, one strike to Getzman. 2-1 pitch from Ullman. This is a rocket foul, third base side, right over the head of the manager, Michael Johns. Two balls, two strikes. One out, base is empty. Bottom of the second. We're scoreless between the Double A's and the Renegades. Ullman kicks and fires. 2-2 pitch. Fastball just misses a little high. It's a full count. Back-to-back full counts for Ryan Ullman to work with. Ullman cranks and deals. Payoff pitch is fouled off the mask of the catcher, Chubb. And it stays 3-2. Another solid crowd here at Dutchess Stadium. Fireworks last night, fireworks tonight after the game. Payoff pitch from Molman. This one is bounced to the second baseman, Addle. Gloves from the edge of the grass in the outfield. And throws to first to retire Getzman for the second out. Two outs, base is empty. Here's the number eight batter, the first baseman, John Alexander. Alexander from Glendora, California. Drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays in the eighth round in 2011. He's a lefty. First pitch, lifts it in the air, deep towards right field. Rodriguez isn't going to get there. One hops off the wall. Rounding first, digging for second is Alexander. He gets there standing up. A two-out double from John Alexander. His seventh double this year. Second most on the team for Hudson Valley. That's the first hit tonight for either team.
Number eight, James Harris.
So two outs, runner in scoring position for the center fielder, James Harris. Harris is a right-handed batter from Oakland, California. He was a first-round draft pick by Tampa Bay in 2011. Oldman takes a peek at the runner, Alexander, on second. Comes home, first pitch is in the dirt for ball one. Scoreless between the Double A's and Hudson Valley. Graham Doty at Dutchess Stadium, where the sun starts to fade away behind the press box. The 1-0. Hit in the air, playable for Greg Zebrak at center field. Ranging over to his right, tittles underneath it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. So for Hudson Valley, no runs, one hit, no errors. One man left on base. We are scoreless after two complete innings. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Double A's Baseball on 98.1 and 1590 WAUB.
So, top of the left, it's a very simple game. It's sponsored by Johnson's Toyota Science.